League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we got 1 hour to go in the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, Joel, and Renef. Yeah, Friday. Got one more clip from our comedian of the week. Why are you laughing at me?
You make me laugh. Well, you were just all, hey! Like you were multitasking, and yep. Then hot, and it was like, hey!
Is
like,
that what happened?
Damn it, the show is back. I had stuff to do.
We're back.
it happens.
The clock is ticking, 60 minutes on the big board as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7, ESPN 97.5. Good discussions on a whole lot of topics today as we continue to roll through NF Yeah Friday. And like I mentioned, one more clip from our comedian of the week, Mr. Hedberg. And so lots of stuff to get to.
I feel like Nick and I shared our experiences the first time we had sex, and you didn't. You thought you got away, didn't you?
Nope.
I just was wondering, like, why you didn't share.
So, from Milwaukee?
Yep.
Oh, it was in Milwaukee. It was in the hometown? Yep.
And we know what you said about women.
It was brief.
In Milwaukee?
No. Nope.
Was it a big girl?
No.
No?
Not big, but no.
Who was more disappointed, you or her?
I think me.
You?
Yeah.
See, I'm with you. It was like nothing changed. I think, where's my superpowers?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There's all this anticipation.
Now, was she also a virgin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't.
Oh.
Was yours?
No, she definitely wasn't.
Would you, bang a cougar? What happened here? Like, why did you say definitely? Did you pay for this?
I'm just saying.
I'm saying, what did you like? Did you pay?
I'm just saying the girl had a reputation is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Because when you said it like that, I was like, uh-oh.
And that didn't deter you at all?
Nick got a whore if you said it like that.
No. That wasn't the first time.
So you weren't scared? You weren't like, uh-oh, this girl's been around the block and I haven't and I don't want to disappoint her with my amateur moves?
Like, yeah, I mean,
I'm in, you know, A-ball and she's in the majors.
She's in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of with you guys. It wasn't necessarily, it didn't change. Nothing changed for me.
Yeah.
It was just super quick. It was boring. Like, we planned it, and it was just super quick.
Definitely so, more disappointing for her than you.
Perhaps, yeah,
were
probably.
You, I mean, were you happy with it? Were you like, oh, that's great. I'm doing that all the time.
Check.
Now.
Yeah, it was okay.
Crossing off the list.
Yeah, check. That's what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
See, that wasn't that bad.
Evidently it was. Okay.
What?
Pickup line, 3 o'clock. Dick. Anyway.
Did you get in trouble? Are you getting text now?
No, we haven't seen the phone jump yet, so we're good. So, yep, it's all good in the neighborhood.
Oh, come on. It's not like you were a virgin when y'all met.
Nope.
See?
Well, again, that's a sore subject. So I think if there was a do-over, she'd have had it planned differently. Let's put it that way.
You were a bit of a hoe, weren't you?
Nope. Not getting into all that. Woo! Look, don't we have a giveaway to get to?
Oh, look at the time. Joel's like, we'll be back.
Mercy
we're 3 minutes
in. Joel's suspects like, need to get something
it
for
is
free.
Hot in here
know?
Right now. Wow. Anyways, let's get back to your sex life. I kid.
Yes.
All right, so we have a couple of things to do today before we get done with the show for the week. One, we've got to get Nick's Snapchat and all take pictures using the female filter and then tweet them out.
We already did the baby thing. I'm waiting for Josephina to do Nick's baby picture.
She made one for each of you, right?
Joy to the world.
We have to do that, and then at some point we're gonna have to get to this creepy call.
Oh yeah.
About guys. Nick looked at the call board. No, Clarence hung up. What I'm talking about, though.
And he was there.
The guy that I want to say it was Nicki Minaj or Cardi B or I don't know. He says a name. It was who?
Nicki Minaj.
It was Minaj, right?
It was Minaj.
Yeah. He leaves her a voicemail or maybe a Facebook voice message or I don't know, but we're going to get to it at some point. All I'm saying is this is going to be the quintessential creepy guy thing, and it's not clean either. So I'm just going to warn you now. We're going to probably do it next segment, but I'm going to go ahead and warn you right now. If you are easily offended, if men talking dirty offends you or upsets you, you're going to want to go ahead and check out until 3:30. Just don't listen to the next segment.
There goes our listenership.
It's going to be, oh, we're good. No, I think the people
Have you read the text line on a daily basis? I think there's a lot of people that get offended.
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying, if a man talking dirty offends you, you're not going to want to listen to 3:15.
And this has nothing to do with yesterday's that we said we were going to get to today.
This is it. This is the one. Okay. Yeah, this is the one. It's pretty crazy. And I was like, I can't believe a dude would send this to a chick. But he did. And it involves a lot of foul language. And it's just, we've cleaned it up for FCC purposes, but it's not for the faint of heart. I'll tell you that. So if you don't want to hear it, then after this segment, come back at 3:30. Don't leave now. Come back at 3:30.
That was better. I like that.
What?
Because when you basically, the first time was like, just turn it off now.
They're not going
to. Come back after 3:30.
I would like a living room style shirt. Thank you for a great show and making me laugh and this hard time with our family. May my grandpa, Mariano Resendez, rest in peace. Sorry to hear about your grandfather.
Yes, obviously. Condolences. Now, was that the same text as the living room?
That was all the one text.
Oh, well,
yeah. Okay. Don't.
Nope. because of special circumstances. I'm just going to let it.
You almost put him on blast.
Let it lie. Just going to let it lie right there in a lot of ways.
You almost said mean things about that person.
But I didn't. Okay.
I got put on hold, but I just wanted to say what up. And don't forget about us big guys, the 4X, 3X guys on those shirts. Great job every day. I don't know. I feel like it's a lot like when you go to a sporting event. You're just going to get whatever they give you.
You know what's weird?
Unless you're buying them. I have no idea what they're doing.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know if we're going to sell them too, because I've had friends of mine call me and go, I want to buy one. But I need this size. And I was like, yeah, I don't know.
I know when we first started.
Oh, I do know that. I know what you're going to say there.
They were selling ESPN shirts that didn't even have the Houston Game Day show on, much less our show.
Right.
And you and I were going to have to buy shirts.
Yep. And we were on shows.
Yes.
And we were supposed
to
buy
them. We were on here, and they were going to make us buy shirts to our own station. Now, again, I don't know if these are going to be, because the John and Raheel, Lance and Dell shirts are given out at events. I don't know if they are for sale or not. I just don't know how this is
going to
work.
So we don't know the run on the order, like how many shirts they're going to get. So that, and again, they were trying to get a sponsor too, so I don't know how they're going to do that. But I guess we will inquire as well about purchasing options, because if people aren't available aren't at a remote or aren't able to win one,
yeah,
and they want to get one, I don't want to deprive them.
I'm with you. I want the peeps to have it, whether it's through pay or not. But I want peeps to have stuff, so let's give something away.
Cool.
All right, we don't know about the shirts yet, but let's do a Brisket University giveaway, a Brisket U giveaway. Beer and barbecue equals the perfect Father's Day gift, so caller number 713-780-3776 wins a voucher to a fun, easy backyard pitmaster class from Brisket U. You get to learn the tips and tricks to smoking the perfect Texas brisket, and you become a certified backyard pit master, all while drinking beer at a local brewery. For information, dates, and times, you can go to brisketu.com. That's brisket, the letter U.com. Caller number 7, you win. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Good luck.
All right, so just so you guys know, we're going to have that audio coming up that Barry was talking about coming up in the next segment. So you have that to look forward to, as well as a lot of other things. So if there's things that you still want to get ready for the weekend for and you want to discuss with us, we're here for you, 713-780-3776. Better yet, because of the contest going on right now, HRNP listener line-wise, text us, and then we'll be able to get to them as well.
So a couple of people have said that they're having issues with the app.
Yep, yeah, saw that.
Volume. I saw that.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how to help that. They said that the commercials are louder than the radio, than broadcast. No idea. So
we'll give it a gander.
I guess just tell AD.
As long
AD,
as it's not going in and out, take it.
Yeah, I guess just tell AD. I don't know. We throw the break so you know when we're going out.
Yeah.
So you can just turn it down until they figure out how to fix that, I guess.
I would think that's the case. I don't think that should be too difficult. Right?
Francisco said he's in the pickup line and the windows are up, so we're good for another 30 minutes. So this will be over and done with in the next segment. Don't worry, Francisco. If the kids get in the car, change the channel. But I'm just warning you now.
Uber drivers beware.
Yep, Uber drivers, those easily offended, those sensitive to sexual topics, nuns, Drake fans, all you soft-ass booty folks. To get it in one more time.
God, just because now they've just it's died down and it's starting to go away, and now one last tidal wave is coming on in.
3:15 to 3:30 is not for the easily offended, right, Nick? And you've cleaned it up.
I've cleaned it up.
Okay.
There's plenty of beeps.
Yeah.
In this audio
sound like,
clip.
Does it just sound like Morse code at this point?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay.
You'll be able to make out a lot of the dumb stuff he's saying.
And farting and gripping. Okay. It's gonna be.
Woo! I'm going to be interested to see how this one goes over.
Yeah. Listen, guys, if this goes south.
It was nice knowing you.
Yep. And it's on you.
Wow.
If it's successful, the damn usual suspects did it again. Yeah,
oh,
if
well,
it
that's sucks, usually how it goes.
Barry, take that one in the court.
Yep. So, yeah, if this goes south, I will take the blame for this because this was the audio that I wanted. I'm just baffled by it. I'm amazed that a man would send this to a woman.
Okay.
So.
That is definitely something to look forward to right then and there. So with that, without further ado, yeah, let's just make sure we take care of some housekeeping issues and let's
do
get
it.
To it.
Let's
yeah.
talk about GetUpside. Let me tell the peoples how they can get cash back in their pocket. It's through the GetUpside app. It's that simple. You download GetUpside to your phone. It's completely free. And then you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and then you start getting cash back. It's that simple. And when I say simple, I mean simple. So GetUpside gets you cash on stuff you're already spending money on, like gas and food. So, you fill your car up once a week, twice a week, depending on how much you drive. If you're not using GetUpside to do that, you are leaving money at the pump. You're totally doing that. And think about this now. If you got to GetUpside, I always take my wife's car and go fill it up too. So I'm like, no, I got you. I'll go fill your car up for next week. So I'm getting extra cash back when I fill her car up. I'm getting cash back when I fill my car up. I'm getting cash back when I go out to eat. I stop and get us dinner. I stop and get lunch. I'm getting cash back through GetUpside, and it's so easy. All you do, pull up a map, find the area where you're at or where you're going to be, and then it'll show you where you can get gas and food at stores, at locations that offer cash back. These businesses want your business, so they offer you these cash back deals in the app. It is like getting free money, but it can only be done through the GetUpside app. That's why you go there. That's why you shop there. That's why you use the app. And like my wife, she got 30 cents a gallon cash back on her first fill up through the app because she used Barry as her promo code. So make sure you put in Barry in your promo code when you first download it, and then have fun. And then start sending me screenshots, man. When you get to a certain, 25, 50 bucks, because you will. Eventually, you're going to get there. Send that to me, man. I love hearing these success stories. Keep them coming. We've got more and more people starting to use the GetUpside app. I could not be more excited about that. Go download GetUpside. Put it on your phone. Put in promo code Barry. Start getting cash back. Thank me later.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I had an apartment in Los Angeles, and I had a neighbor, and whenever he would knock on my wall, I knew he wanted me to turn my music down, and that made me angry because I like loud music. So when he knocked on the wall, I'd mess with his head. I'd say, "Go around." I cannot open the wall. I don't know if you have a doorknob on the other side, but over here there's nothing. I like Kit Kats unless I'm with four or more people. When I wear t-shirts, I can only wear V-necks because my neck is very fragile. I cannot wear a regular neck shirt. It hurts. And I especially hate turtlenecks. Like wearing a turtleneck is like being strangled by a really weak guy. All damn day. Like if you wear a turtleneck and a backpack, it's like a weak midget trying to bring you down.
There you go. Final clip of an FEF Friday Comedian of the Week, Mitch Hedberg. Funny, funny dude. Barry gave you the backstory. So if you missed anything, you can go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and you can catch up on the clips that you missed. 115, 215, 315.
Yes, go do that.
While you're there, download the app. I don't care what the volume level is. You'll be glad you did.
I condone that.
Okay.
Now, speaking of condoning and not condoning, this next part you've been warned.
Well, you got people on the edge of their seat for this one, so you might as well get to it.
Yeah, you guys that are in the school line picking up your kids, maybe want to turn it down until 3:30. You guys that are easily offended or sensitive, maybe come back at 3:30.
Go back to the A-team.
You guys that are, I don't know, if you're easily offended or what have you, I get it. So this segment's probably not for you. But I just found this fascinating and amazing all in one. All right. So you've been warned. Don't send any notes or letters to the station. I don't want to hear it. I've warned you. All right.
Okay.
So someone tagged me on this tweet, and I didn't know all of the details of what happened, but this guy, this grown-ass man, basically sent a voicemail to Nicki Minaj saying that he wanted to have sex with her. And basically describing how he would have sex with her. And saying all of the things that he wanted to do to her while having sex. So before we play it, I think the question is, does this work? Does this ever work? And would it work if you sent this particular message?
What's up, Nicki Minaj? Sitting here fantasizing by laying you on your stomach and tuning that big old red ass up and spreading and folding the big old red ass cheeks and long getting that till it's squirting and farting, squirting and farting, squirting and farting. Got that dookie. Soaking wet, soaking wet, soaking wet. You throwing that back and it's gripping and hugging, gripping and hugging, gripping and hugging the d- and I'm making it grip and fart, grip and fart.
Okay, now, a lot of questions here.
Me too.
For me.
Gee.
First of all, why is Master P?
I was going to say R. Kelly.
It sounds like Master P to me. If you listen to him talk,
well,
it
he was
going to
make him
like
say,
Master P.
I can tell you that.
Let me say, I'm like, bro. How does that work? Why would you ever think that a woman would hear that and be like, oh, that's hot. I got to get me some of that. I got to get me some of that. And the noises that it makes, I've always been told. Now, I've always been told that if it makes the noises, because, you know, maybe you just ain't bringing everything to the table.
I don't know. It grip and fart, grip and fart.
What? Who's into that? Who is into that? I don't
understand. Were we just talking about our first time?
Yeah. None of that sounds like, I don't. What would possess a man to send this to a woman?
Any woman, let alone someone of the stature of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, like a superstar, wealthy rapper, celebrity is going to hear that and go, I don't know who this guy is, but I need him in my life. I need this guy because he's not creepy at all. It's not.
And I don't want to waste another second. I'm going to get one of my people to get on this immediately.
I don't understand that. I don't. Fellas, this is a PSA. Never send anything like this to a woman. It doesn't work. It's not hot. It's not sexy. It's disgusting. It's vulgar. And they don't like it.
You just took the Holly Saunders DMs, by the way. And
yeah,
just completely
that's basically
took it to
what
level.
That was. Why would you send that to a woman? Would you ever, Nick, would you ever, if you were trying to have sex with a woman that you knew Would you send her a voicemail?
Absolutely
like that?
Not. I've never had success doing that or ever tried it. So why would
we're
I?
We're in the middle of a segment. Nick's on the phone. I was like, what's he doing in there? Gripping and farting. I'm like, Nick, what are you doing? We need to go to break.
I'm seeing if it works. Dude, if I sent that to my wife, she would not have sex with me for several weeks.
My wife would be
I know. Pissed. So why would a dude think that I don't understand what goes through a man's brain. I almost said a word that probably. Mm-hmm. But what goes through a man's brain, through his mind, that thinks, if I send this, she's probably going to want to sex me?
He's cut from the same fabric as D-pick senders.
That's a really good point.
I would imagine.
Dudes think that if you send a picture of your penis that it's going to work.
Yep.
I don't know in the history of pictures if that's worked. If it does, I can't imagine the success rate is all that high.
No.
It's got to be less than 2%.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's worked on you, wow, you have some low self-esteem.
I just don't understand why you would send a woman a voicemail like that.
Where'd you find this?
Somebody tweeted it to me, and my only response was, man, that's a lot of farting.
That's just a lot of
That is a lot of farting. Detail. And a lot, yeah. A whole lot of detail that no one needs in an attempt to pick up a woman.
You say lying on your stomach? At the start?
No, don't please don't play it again. It's enough.
I was like, wait, no, he's already
we don't
like
need to hear it anymore.
Man.
Yeah, he got a lot of that's the kind of guy that you worry about committing a crime. When you hear like that, I'm like, that guy
he's psychotic.
It either has committed a crime,
he's mental,
or would commit a crime, or is at least fantasized about committing a crime.
Well, he's fantasized about a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
I will say, I mean, if you played Master P talking back to back.
See if we can find
some. Yeah, it does sound a lot like.
Well, let's play this Master clip again. I want to
no,
play this clip again.
I don't know. I don't want to. Look, we've played it. I don't want to. If we play it from now on, that's on you.
Okay? No, I'm trying to get rid of you. Let's play this.
If we play. This is all on Nicholas Sharara. I have nothing to do with this part. This is all on you now.
Okay. Well, since you sent the disclaimer before I could turn your mic off.
Yeah.
I will not replay the audio clip.
It's enough.
But it is kind of vulgar. I mean, it's just.
I don't understand, like, honest to God, of all the weird, like, pickup lines or things you would say, or even just be like, hey, girl, you know, I know you don't know me, but I live in wherever, and I know you're coming to town, and I think you're really hot. I'd like to hook up with you and this and that. Even that's creepy, but to just send a message describing sex, and it didn't even sound hot. Like, I don't know. None of that sounded like he's doing it right.
No, but your point is, the best point is, like, how does anyone think any of this is effective? Like, I mean, with everybody doing, like, internet dating and everything like that, there's no way in hell any of this as a technique.
So, the Bokas on Twitter just sent me a tweet that would make a lot of sense.
Okay.
And it says, Barry, I've heard that recording was from a guy in prison. I rest my case. I said it sounds like that's a guy would commit a crime.
At least that's an explanation.
Yeah. And that would also, like, the descriptive part of it would make a lot of sense, too.
And the time and other things on your hands.
That would make me not want to be a celebrity. That would make me not want to be famous. That would make me want to go in the opposite direction of whatever would draw that out of somebody. I would want to be the opposite of that.
I've told you how many letters Lisa gets from guys in prison.
See, that's one thing. I know, like, the Blitz has...
But they're
has
not clean.
Right, and that's the difference. The Blitz has fans and listeners in prison, and they get letters. I've heard them in the past. And they're cool dudes. They just they love the show, and they want to talk. And that's one thing. That's like a whole other thing. Yeah, and to send it to, like, man, that would be scary as a one. I would be like, oh, my God.
Yep.
Like, this is nerve-wracking.
Yeah,
guys,
worry
don't
for her.
Do that. It's awful. Terrible. Grip it.
There you go. All right. You got a half hour to go on the show. When we come back, 30 minutes on the clock, and we will take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, as promised, final 30 minutes of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, taking us on the go wherever you may be. Big city, we appreciate you being suspects.
Yeah, we do. Welcome back for those of you that went away for a segment that was probably best. Probably for the best, but well, we welcome you back. Somebody texted the show and said, why is Clarence calling Nicki Minaj?
That's funny.
That is so good. Yeah. Like, if we're given a text of the week, that wins.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, that wins. But there's a second one that's really good. Somebody said, it sounded like he was pitching a song idea with the hook. Gripping and farting and gripping and farting. Like, that would be a good song. Maybe. Maybe that's what it was. He was like, you know, just let me kick you a verse and then I'll do the hook. And then you tell me if this is a good song or not.
Stay tuned for her next album.
Gripping and farting. Yeah. Walt says, hey, sometimes you shoot your shot and it's a Shaq free throw. Aggressive and hard.
That's pretty good, too.
Well done, Walt. That's good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But that was creepy.
No, making it grip and fart. Grip and fart.
That is wild.
Is that your one call?
That is
in prison. That's your one call.
You get one phone call. Who's it to? Nicki Minaj.
I call my mom. Get my lawyer to get me bailed out, or rip call Nicki Minaj and take my shot.
In all seriousness, I'm not trying to get you fired. I do want to play it one more time, though.
No,
only because he really does sound like Clarence. Listen to Clarence.
No,
but you are absolutely right. And the hypocrisy I find about it is. No, making it grip and fart, grip and fart.
Oh my
god! If we find out
that was Clarence,
if we find out this dude,
Clarence is responsible for this.
If he was a Saints fan, we know.
Clarence, you are banned from the show.
We thought you were a good dude. You're OU Mike.
Awful. You are worse than OU Mike. That is awful. You are banned, Clarence. Never call this show again for that filth.
That's why we didn't take your Cowboys call today. Because we knew it was you.
Wow. Either that or Clarence is a musical genius.
Poor Clarence.
Yeah. He's like, man, damn. All I wanted was one. One night with Nicki. Is that too much to ask?
It all starts making sense now. Remember when we had all the strange noises coming from Clarence calls?
In the car?
In the car.
He was gripping him.
Then
farting.
He was blaming it was his dog.
Look who's on.
Now he's mad.
We got to. I mean, come
look,
on.
Look,
we
killed him. I mean, we got to take his call now.
Nick, don't tell him you're going to take the call. Just join it. And if he starts gripping and farting.
Clarence. Clarence, what's up,
what
man?
What in the...
Clarence, right now.
No,
Clarence, listen to me. Don't say another word. Hey, this is what I need you to do right now, all right? Before we go any further, I just need you to say four times real quick, gripping and farting. Go.
Ripping and farting, ripping and farting?
No,
making it grip and fart, grip and fart.
Do that,
so,
Clarence.
First, what you trying to say is every black guy sounds like.
I mean, every black guy from New Orleans, maybe.
So, Clarence, when's the last time you were in prison?
You a Master P, dude. It's pretty bad.
Never in prison. But still, I'm just, first off, I ain't calling no Nicki Minaj. I ain't sending no voicemail or anything like that. Not the HUD. You gotta give me something better than that.
Okay. So who else have you left these voicemails for?
Oh man.
No one.
I mean, Clarence, would you ever send that to a chick to try to pick her up?
No. Okay. I'm more of a face to face kind of guy. It's all personal. I'm from the old school. Face to face talking, get shot down. Otherwise, keep on trucking.
I like it. Well, do you want to say anything else to defend yourself before we pass judgment?
I mean, besides Barry's 30 seconds in heaven that he was thoroughly disappointed in, not really.
Appreciate the call, Clarence. I love that he called and he did it. And then he says ripping and farting, and it's gripping and farting, so we know it wasn't him. It had to have been Master P.
Do we, though?
It had to have been Master P at
this point. You can dumb it down.
Master C?
When you try and convince people otherwise. whether it's true.
Somebody just texted, hey, guys, thanks for the barbecue use certificate. Good. I'm glad you won.
Outstanding.
Very good.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. And somebody wants me to send the original tweet. I can't find it. Was it the link that I gave you the link to download it,
yeah,
right?
I can send it back to you so you can tweet it out.
Well, if it's in the doc, I'll just grab it from there. I'll retweet it. So at Barry is Funny on Twitter if you want the original, unedited, non-cleaned up, okay for radio. I wouldn't even know if it was okay for radio.
No. But no. I'm going on a very small limb here. No.
I will find the original and tweet it out. At Barry is Funny. So.
Okay.
It was a yesterday show, right? Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. We were talking a lot about dogs this week.
Uh-huh.
Right? The story came up today, and I just to get your guys' opinion on it, it pissed me off.
Okay.
And I thought it was really bad, and maybe I'm off base here, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this. But it's recently, and apparently, a healthy dog was euthanized because the owner's dying wish was to be buried with her beloved pet. So it seems that taking the theme man's best friend a bit too far. According to reports, Emma, the Shih Tzu mix, was taken to Chesterfield County Animal Shelter in Virginia on March 8th.
Can we just stop real quick?
Yep.
I think now, much like when we had the argument with Nick about Alzheimer's and Alzheimer's and adding a T, which, by the way, Nick, I have an argument for you for that. Okay, let's just get back to the pronunciation of this dog's name.
Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu.
Nope.
There's a T in it?
There's a capital T in the middle of it.
Put the hard T in it?
Yep. Lisa's got a shirt that makes fun of the name, but because of the fact that there's a T in it.
So you say it the...
Yep.
But it's spelled S-H-I-H space T-Z-U.
T. Yeah.
So Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu.
No, I think he probably did say it right.
Well, really?
Let me look it up.
Oh, yeah.
So while you're doing that.
I felt like you had a hard T in there that you didn't need. Not like, you know, Gamecocks or.
Dude, why do you have to be such like a pussy willow? I'm telling you. Sometimes you just got to roll with it.
I knew that was coming.
Shih Tzu.
Sheet.
Yeah, well, if you're from the East, it's different.
Shih Tzu.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is, okay, all kidding aside, though, who does this? So in Chesterfield, Virginia, March 8th, the unidentified owner found dead in her home earlier that day. So they put the dog in the shelter for 2 weeks, during which time officials got in contact with the woman's estate, suggested they sign the animal over so they could find the animal a new home and make sure the dog could live the rest of its years in a happy environment. Unfortunately, the owner had other plans. Per her last will and testament, the dog was to be euthanized and laid to rest with her when she was buried. I'm not happy about this.
Here's the thing. If you knew that was in her last will and testament while she was alive, you should have pre-arrested her for cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
you would have had to spend your last few weeks in jail because there was nothing wrong with this dog.
They pleaded with the estate on numerous occasions in which they were turned away. She was then taken to a local vet where she was euthanized. From there, her remains cremated at a pet cremation center, and then the urn returned to the rep so that the woman could be laid to rest with her dog.
How old? Somebody wants to know, how old was the dog?
I don't believe that it says, but let me do a little bit more research.
I mean, if that was a 4-year-old dog as opposed to a 19-year-old dog, I would definitely take issue with that. But yeah, if it was a 15, 16, 17-year-old dog.
Well, that kind of helps with the
You could maybe justify it a little bit more.
Right. Like if you're going to that to a dog.
There's a picture of the dog, but it doesn't say how old.
Okay.
You would think that person is getting, is really sad that he has to do it. But at the same time, you're helping the dog and letting it rest and not suffer anymore.
If the dog didn't have another place to go, if they were worried that the dog would be in a very tough situation and like you said, and was, you know, up in age or something like that, even still, I would do every last thing to try and find the dog a home before I decided, well, because your owner died, you got to go too.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem right. Although that's the crappy part about, you know, estates and wills and all that. You have to But is that true? Because then I would be like, you know what? If I die, I'm going to need 20 people to punch Nick in the face. That's part of my estate.
Sure, there's a law against that. I don't think a lawyer will probate that.
Well, why would you be able to then just murder a dog for a dead person? That doesn't seem that it would be okay.
That doesn't seem to be okay at all. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just don't know if you can, like... You're probably right.
There should be a law that says, look, you can't ask people in your will to do things that would be cruel or unusual to an animal.
So as for putting down a healthy animal, there's no
person.
There's no legal issue in Virginia because pets are considered property. But there's still a huge moral issue that might make it hard to find a vet who's willing to do the deed. Several vets chimed in and said, whenever we're facing any kind of euthanasia situation, it's very emotional. We talk about it, and we need to do it ethically, and we've taken an oath to do so. Also, it's something we take home, too, and it weighs on us as professionals. Good to know that at least they have the heart to think about that they wouldn't do this because it just seems so out of bounds.
Yeah.
But they said that also... one of the things that wasn't taken into consideration but has to be taken into consideration in these situations is you have to have a special plot to which you can bury both human remains and animal remains.
Well, she wanted it in the casket with her, right?
Yeah. So
I don't know. This is a rough situation.
Fred just threw it in the dumpster.
I saw what you did there, sir.
Yeah, I missed that one.
You would have loved it. I'm just going to say.
A rough situation. And on that note, hey, we got one segment to go.
I'll admit it. I'm ashamed of that. All right? I'm ashamed of me right now. Doggone it. I can't believe I did that.
What? Boy.
It gave me room to pause. At this point, this show is just the tail wagging the dog. You want to keep going?
I'm still trying to figure out who let the dogs out.
What, I feel like you shoehorned that one in a little. No?
Just keep going then.
All right.
I mean, I'd keep trying, but I'd be barking up the wrong tree.
Oh, there you go. Now we're back on track. Doggone it, you did it again. Let's do this. All right, we'll be back.
It's ESPN Radio.
He said we'll be back.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final segment of the show. Speaking of final weekend of live racing at Sam Houston Race Park. Therefore, the Blitz is going to be there coming up next. So if you're in the area and you want to check out the Blitz, hang out, and also see some live racing, Sam Houston Race Park, Fred and AJ will be there for the show.
Y'all got big plans this weekend?
No, not really. Good, though, that it's the weekend. It's been a hellacious week in our household, so we're both looking forward to just chilling out.
I bet.
Man, thank God the air conditioning's back. But, yeah, all that stuff combined, I'm just like, yeah, let's just... If there's one day that I'm actually happy that we're just all... We get an extra day. It's as much as I love doing the show, and I know we were going back and forth on it, having a three-day weekend this weekend... I'm looking forward to it.
Are you?
I am.
Okay. I'm going to be in Dallas on Sunday doing a comedy show.
Clean city.
It's going to be interesting because the guy that booked me, I got to get his name right. I'm going to pronounce it wrong. He is Nigerian, which means I'm definitely going to say it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Shih Tzu.
No. Hold on. I'm trying to find it right now. Damn it.
Not a hard T?
Huh?
Not a hard T?
I didn't think there was, but I'm gonna take your word for it that it was. So, Segun Prime. Prime.
Okay.
And the show is called Seriously Unserious. And the cool thing about the show is that it is for... This is what he told me. He goes, so Barry, can you do clean comedy? And I said, yes. And he said, okay, I want you to do 10 to 15 minutes on the show in Dallas. I said, I got this. And he said, okay. The reason it has to be clean is that the crowd is all Nigerians that go to church. So I'm basically doing...
Oh, you're in.
Like, I'm literally going to be the only white guy in the entire room.
Wait, what?
Yeah. If you look at the poster, I'm the only white guy. I'm the token. I'm the token white guy.
So he's seen you. He hasn't just been listening to the show thinking, I got a guy that's going to be perfect for this.
No, he's seen me. He knows, like, because when I first started talking to him, he was like, hey, do you have a clip of you doing stand-up? Just want to make sure. Like, yeah, and I sent him one. So he knows I'm white.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Some people might have just been listening to the show going, this dude be funny for our show. I don't care what he looks like. I don't care what he looks like. Then you show me like, yeah, right. Okay, funny. I get it.
Put the mayonnaise on the sandwich.
Yeah, I get it.
What
okay.
In the hell?
You guys are just trying to be funny. Where's Barry? Is he in the car? Can you go get him? Because this is seriously. This is
unserious. It's very important. Unserious.
Yeah, we got to do this the right way.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I'm like,
you're just driving that day, or
I'm driving up Sunday. I'm going to do the show, and then I'm driving home. The reason is, check this out. So he had said, if you come up to Dallas, do the show, I'll get you a hotel. And I was like, nope, sorry. I have to be back in town that night.
So you can do radio
the next day. So I can do radio the next morning. Mm-hmm. I have to be at the office by 6:45 a.m. Uh-huh. Because me and AJ are doing the morning show.
That's right.
And then all that got canceled. So now I don't have a morning show to do, nor do I have a hotel to stay in Dallas. So I now have to drive back for no reason that night. Yay!
Can't you change your mind and get the room?
I don't think so. I'll just come back. I've done worse.
I just don't know how you do
that. But I just got screwed a little bit on that.
Yeah, I don't know how you do
And then
that.
I was supposed to work Monday, so because Friday I'm off. I'm in Arkansas doing a gig.
Right.
And I was going to use that comp day to be off Friday. Nope.
Yeah, Nick already sent out several notifications of his celebratory manner for next Friday.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. But anyways, if you know anybody,
Friday,
if you know
Friday.
Anybody in the Dallas area that wants to go to the show, seriouslyunserious.eventbrite.com.
There you have that.
Yes.
So that'll be good. Nick, any big plans this weekend?
Not big, but I mean, Memorial Day is obviously an excuse to drink, but I'm gonna catch a movie tonight at the movie theater.
Oh, are you?
What movie?
Yeah, what movie? Are you going to see?
Aladdin.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry.
We'll talk about it at 4 o'clock.
My headphones were like cutting out a little bit. What movie are you going to see?
Aladdin.
Did I hear you say Aladdin?
A letter?
Aladdin.
Are you taking your
nephew?
Okay,
it's Aladdin. Look, it's not my choice.
Are you taking your nephew? Or a relative?
A date.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same difference. No, okay, so wait a minute. So you're going to see Aladdin on a date?
I am.
I don't know if anyone's told you this, but it's against the law.
To watch Aladdin?
Easy now. You know where he's going.
To date and potentially grip it and fart it.
I hate you. Hate you so much.
With someone under the age of 17.
3:52. We were 3 minutes. 3 minutes from the end of the show. So and y'all have to ask, but
this must be all just for the gripping and farting. That's the only reason I could think of that you would go see Aladdin.
She's a huge Aladdin fan. I can't disappoint. You know what I mean?
Okay. I gotta.
Yeah.
So are you gonna like be like?
And I might be an Aladdin fan too. Maybe small.
Are you gonna? Whoa! You like to rub the lamp?
See, I was gonna make a rubbing the lamp joke too, but mine was gonna be of a sexual nature. At the theater, but he did his instead, and it was so much better. I love you, Joel.
Y'all just
I love you. Are you going to try the old and the popcorn trick?
No, I am not going to do that.
Box of, like,
that's disrespectful.
Box of sprees.
So is this going to be a make or break?
There's a
date?
Twizzler in the sprees. That's not a Twizzler.
You said nuts. Oh, no.
I didn't say nuts.
He said it's not. Never mind.
What?
Is this a make or break date, or is this something that is not the movie's not?
She's a buddy of mine. I've known her for a very long time. So, okay. Yeah,
you trying to? Is this just to go into friends?
Kind of.
I knew this was going to go this direction.
A buddy of yours?
We got to go to break. We really. I mean, we just got to end the show. The Blitz is at Sam Houston, by the way.
We go to 357. You go.
Fred and AJ.
A buddy of yours.
4 to 7.
Well, no. Shh, I'm gonna need you to. A buddy of yours? How long have y'all been buddies?
I mean, we've known each other for a while.
Okay. Have you guys ever gone to a movie before?
Years ago.
When you were buddies?
When we were buddies.
So, have you not seen this buddy in a long time?
We've been hanging out recently, but before, we just reconnected. I mean, I haven't seen her in like...
Tinder?
20 years.
Is that how y'all...
It was a Tinder. It was absolutely not Tinder.
Grindr.
It was not
That's
Grindr.
That's why it's a buddy.
Nope. It's not Grindr.
Oh, it's that.
I'm not
kind
even sure that
buddy.
App even exists.
Grindr? You know it does. Okay. Well, I hope you have fun.
Facebook?
Watching a that's the app he used.
Yeah.
Facebook. Well, that's, you know what? Hey, man, I'm not knocking the hustle. You gotta do what you gotta do to grip it and fart it. If you gotta go see Aladdin, go see Aladdin. Maybe we should just shorten that to GNF it.
Nick, one of these days,
what
you're gonna learn with him that just it's the danger zone, and he
what
the next time Nick says anything about a date or anything like that, Barry's gonna be like, today on Dr. Phil, Nick's going to see Aladdin with a chick.
I just had a question. Just questions? That's just, look, you asked me about my weekend.
I asked both of you.
So, I can't ask him about his weekend going to see a child's movie with a buddy? No?
Sure.
All right.
All right. Hey, that'll do it for another great week of The Usual Suspects. We always appreciate you guys being suspects of the show. So, for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend, everybody. And stay tuned. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.